Hello my friend, greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Madasani from our daily blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. When things go well, we have the tendency to take credit, and when things go wrong, we often find fault with others, and that includes God. We question God when there is a catastrophic devastation or a mass murder, but rarely question His sovereign grace or unconditional love. There is a principle in the scripture that Jesus taught for our physical well-being, and that is, give credit to whom credit is due. If you stand to benefit from your neighbor mowing your lawn or your co-worker filling in for you, give them the credit that belongs to them. We often forget that our ability to do good comes from the Lord. Looking at the creation, we cannot but wonder how things are arranged beautifully and orchestrated masterfully. It should cause us to be reminded of the master planner behind all that we see. When you give God the rightful place in your life, you will be ready for greater success. The scripture reminds us that every good and perfect gift is from above. There is no imperfect gift from God. Our imperfections may not admit it, and our ego may not like to agree, but the fact remains that God is good, and He is good all the time. Our individual experiences may not correlate with God's goodness, and our understanding sometimes will not correspond well, but that does not change the truth of God's greatness and goodness towards us. When we truly give God all the glory, our lifestyle will reflect humility and profound gratitude and generosity. The Bible says, "Give to everyone what you owe. If respect, then give respect. If honor, then give honor." Surely, if that is the common courtesy that we owe others, you and I must owe much more to God for His manifold blessings and grace. We should give not just credit but glory to Him. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5, "Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God." Remember, my friends, your success is only unjustified pride unless you honor God for your accomplishments and serve Him with its rewards. Shall we pray? Mighty God, we thank You for You are a good, good Father. May we delight in Your mercy and rejoice in Your grace, O Lord. Help us, Spirit of God, to be thankful and grateful always for all that we receive from Your bounty of blessings, both physical and spiritual. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.